Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
Claire, the nation's heart collectively broke last year when this happened.
I came here to fall in love, and I have. It's with someone else.
Oh, that breath of just pure exhaustion and disappointment. Maddie J joins us right now. Good morning, Maddie, the new bachelor.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for playing back that audio.
Well, the reason I did that, Maddie, and Claire said, hey, you can't ask this question, but I'm going to. You know that feeling of your heart breaking then, right? You know you're correct. About to do that to someone, yeah?
More than one someone.
Yeah.
And that was probably the hardest thing about coming back and saying yes to The Bachelor, is knowing that I would have to do what I had done to me to other people.
And how does that sit with you, though? Like, now, because I presume it's all done and dusted, you're being very secretive about what's happened, but now you've done that, how do you feel with yourself?
I feel good now. I think, you know, in that moment where you do have to let someone go, it is really tough. And at the very end as well, it's a bittersweet moment. But I guess now I can just enjoy the fact that I have found love and I'm with someone really amazing.
Okay.
Oh, that's so cool.
Now, Maddie, it says here that all your beautiful girls between the age of 23 and 34.
Mm.
Is that the age bracket you choose?
Not at all, no. So I didn't really have any say in an appearance or age. It was more so personality. Was a checklist I put forward.
And so did you have to do like a big psychological test beforehand so they could figure out who the right person is?
Well, for me, it was interesting because we did have a lot of discussions about, you know, what kind of person am I actually drawn towards? It's almost as if The Bachelor is just the ultimate matchmaker service.
Just live streamed on TV, pretty much.
Yeah. Maddie, are you concerned, right? During the show, on the press release, it says you're going on amazing dates, overseas trips and excursions, fantastic single and group dates. Now, they're pretty special, and some of these situations you get put in are not normal date situations. Mm. Are you worried you won't be able to live up to the hype of those dates?
It's tricky because you do have, you know, amazing options at hand in terms of private jets and helicopters and boats. But for me, I think the biggest tester when I was on those dates is, you know, when we were just sitting on a couch with a bottle of champagne and a bit of cheese, and that was when I really got to know if that connection was there with somebody or not.
Oh, yeah, so it wasn't so much the dates, it was more the stuff that happened sort of at the house when you had the time there with cocktail parties and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have a helicopter in the mix, but that was really a deciding factor on whether, you know, someone was a good potential partner.
So, Maddie, I mean, when you're in this house with these girls, do you have to break up a few of the cat fights that break out, or do the producers deal with all that and you just get the lovely side?
The girls kind of do it themselves. There were definitely times at the cocktail parties where, you know, I knew there was definitely a fight had broken out, but it had happened behind my back. And, you know, I wanted to be peacemaker, but at the same time, the girls didn't want to have me get involved because they just wanted to, you know, when they were with me, they wanted to have a conversation about themselves, not about the fight they've just had.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they're exactly right. Maddie, was it hard to separate lust over love? Because you've got 22 gorgeous girls vying for your attention. Surely there would have been a little bit of that sort of lustiness creep in?
Yeah, I think initially, you know, you have lust. And filming is over a pretty long period of time. So I think once you have someone's personality unravel, it really allows you to decipher whether it is lust or something more.
Maddie, excellent stuff. Well, we can't wait. 7:30 tonight on When The Bachelor does kick off, where you meet the 22 gorgeous girls. But before you go, Maddie, we've got a bit of an argument on the show at the moment about me wearing track pants. Do you have a special pair of track pants that you wear out in public? And are there other certain ones that you don't refuse to wear in public?
No, I do have a black pair, a Nike pair, that are a little bit tapered, and there's nothing wrong with wearing them out to the shops.
What about just your everyday cash ones that you wear at home? Will you wear them out to the shops?
No.
Yes, Maddie! We're on the same page, brother. I knew we'd be best mates. I just knew it. Maddie J, can't wait to see you go tonight on The Bachelor, 7:30 on Win. Best of luck, buddy.
Yeah.
Legends. Thanks so much, guys.
Maddie J there, the brand new Bachelor and track pant aficionado. It was an epic 3-round final last night to crown Australia's next MasterChef, and it came down to an epic 6-hour dessert.
Jeez.
And she only won by a point, but she did it. Diana, hello.
Hello.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Oh, thanks, guys. It's been a crazy 24 hours. So much support and love has been flooding in. It's been incredible.
Now, as we know with these sort of finales that are filmed ahead of time, do they film two endings?
Yeah, they do. You know, they do it to protect the show, obviously. So it was done in May.
I still find it hard to believe how they do that. So they tell you when they're like, no, actually, you didn't. Let's film this one in case. And so did you find out, obviously, last night you won, or when did you actually find out you won?
Yeah, I found out last night, when I was watching it. But
That's
the emotions
crazy.
Came back, and it was crazy. It was absolutely mental. I had a big party, and everyone was there, and it was so fun. It was so fun. Actually better, because everyone was there, and we were watching it together.
Yeah, that
would have been awesome. Now, Diana, you were previously an accountant.
Yes.
How does accounting and cooking work together?
They don't. That's why she's now a chef.
Yeah. Well, it's completely different, but I guess my accounting degree might help me with, in the future with my business plan. So, I think maybe just working under pressure.
Yeah, true. Good
maybe
point.
That helps.
Especially
yeah.
around tax time, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
So you're cooking at tax time must be spot on, Diana. You're just like,
yeah.
yes. If only they filmed the finale during tax time, you would have had it all nailed, sorted. Hey, let's talk about that. 6 hours, the final dish was a chocolate dessert done by Kirsten Tibbles. Absolutely amazing. When you saw those three pieces of fruit, did you stomach just drop and go, I give up? I was watching it last night. I said to my girlfriend, I'll walk out. I'll say, you know what? Stuff it. I don't want to be MasterChef.
To be honest, when she walked through those doors, I was like, oh, shit. I was pretty much shooting myself. I was like, oh, here we go. Because she was in week three and she did that chocolate mystery box.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's no chance. But, you know, I had to stay calm. And, you know, the thing about it is they're never going to throw you. It's going to be hard, no doubt, but it's never going to be impossible. Yeah.
I don't know. It looked bloody impossible to me when you couldn't get those jellies right. Yeah. It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, Diana, what's your next move now? Like, what are you planning on doing in the next 6 months?
Look, I've had some amazing opportunities. I've been inundated, to be honest, in the past few weeks. But, you know, I still want to pursue my food concept, which is the fresh casual restaurant, serving wholesome, delicious meals with fusion flavors. So that's my main criteria. But another interesting opportunity that's cropped up is the opportunity to boost tourism in Malaysia, whether it's with a food and travel show or something else.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Because that's where you're from, right? Malaysia?
So would love to do that and you know, showcase my beautiful home country here in Australia and abroad. And, just showing different cultures and just all about fresh, beautiful produce. So
I'm salivating just thinking about it, to be honest.
So, something, to stay tuned and watch this space. But I think for now, I just need a quick break.
Yeah, almost, definitely.
Understandably.
Hey, $250,000 you won. Is that in your bank? Is that in your bank account yet?
I haven't checked. Better get onto that.
Yeah, definitely. I'll check that straight away. What do you think the first thing you'll buy is?
I reckon I'll buy myself a 3-hour spa day.
Oh, yes.
Hey, it's $250,000. Take the whole day. Don't worry about 3 hours. Diana, you're fantastic to watch. Yeah. Congratulations. You are Australia's next MasterChef. Just beating out Ben by a point. Congratulations and well done.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.